We are learning Mesechtas Erevin Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning the bottom of Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. Tanu Rabbanon, Reishis Arisei Seichem. This is the pasuk that teaches us you have to take off challah. It says, when I make a dough, the first thing I take off challah and give it to the kohen. How much dough is chayev for challah? Arisei Seichem, your dough. Kidei Isei Seichem, like your dough in the midbar. Bekama Isei Seichem, how much dough did you have in the midbar? What was your sheer sudais in the midbar? Every day they picked up two sudais. And how much was that shear? Kedei ises midbar, like the shear they got in the midbar. Kamei ises midbar, the chsiv, al-oimer, how much amount they collected in the mon? Asiris ha-eifa, who? It's asiris ha-eifa. Now, how much is asiris ha-eifa? Ha-eifa is three sa'ah. Three sa'ah. A sa'ah is six kabin. Three times six is 18. 18 kabin is in a eifa, which turns out to be 72 lugan. Each kav is 4 lugan. So 72 lugan in an eifa. And as serious the eifa was the shear. So how much is the shear of the isa for the day, which is 2 sudas actually, was a tenth of an eifa. A tenth of 72 lugan. How much is a tenth of 72 lugan? Mekan omru, zayin rivim. Rivim means lugan. 7 lug, kemach va'oid. Chayev es mechala. What's the va'oid? The va'oid is one more lug, and a fifth lug, one more beya and a fifth beya. Because 72 lugan, 10% of 70 is 7. Now you have 2 lugan, which is 12 beyan. 10% of that is 1 and 1 fifth. It's 10% of 12 eggs. It's 1 and 1 fifth. That's what it is, because the 10 of 10 eggs is 1 egg, and of the 2 eggs is 1 fifth. So 1 and 1 fifth. So it's 7 rivim, 7 lugan, and 1 and 1 fifth beya. Shehein vav yishalmas or yishalmas. That turns into six yishalmas. Remember, the yishalmas is a sixth more, which is a fifth thing. It's a sixth more. Why? How do you do that? The way you do it is you take the seven lug. Six of those lug are really 5 lug yishalmas. Now you're left with 1 lug and 1 and a fifth beya. So that lug, which has six, that one lug that's left, which has 6 beyim, so 6 of those bayim are 5 bayim for yishalmas. Now you're left with 1 and 1 fifth baya. That turns into another 1 baya. And altogether, that altogether turns into 6 lugan. You have 6 baya, which goes in 1 lug, which makes 6 lugan. Shein vav shal yishalmas. Shehein hei shal tzipayri. That's very simple. You take vav and make it the hei, because that's the fifth. But hei shal tzipayri. Mekan om ruler from here. Ha'oichol kamida zu. Someone eats like this shear. It means twice, between the two sudas. Ha'reiz a bari. He's a strong person, Mavairach, and he's get benched. But he shouldn't eat more than that. Yes, I can't Ravson. Unless that's Makulkum Mayav, it's not good for his stomach. So what comes out from here in the Cheshbon, to make a Cheshbon, he's eating in a serious Eifa. How much is a serious Eifa? A serious Eifa is, let's say, even so, we do Midbaras, let's say Midbaras, it comes out to 42 eggs. Because 7 lugan times 6 is 42. It's really 43 and a fifth eggs, it comes out. That's how much it is. And even if you want to use sipiri, it's still 5 lugan, which is 6, is 30 eggs. But don't worry, so 2 sudas, you split it up, the sudas are between 21 eggs and 16 and 21 eggs. A lot of eggs. I before we said 3 or 4 eggs is 1 suda. So it's a good kasha. The yayvit says it meant for those dar. They knew how to eat in those days. So they ate for sheer 20 bayin. But some do say that Erevin has different shear than Fechala, and 3-4 bayim is not taka so much. And that's why it's big shy when somebody eats a Danish. So some the guy in some sheet is held, if you ate 3-4 bayim of Danish already, you have to wash. Because it's clear suda. But the guy in held that. The guy in held only for Erev is 3-4 bayim. When it comes to sudas, you go like Chala. And the Chala has to be 20 bayim. So if somebody eats 20 bayim worth of Danish, it's Likuli Alma you're going to wash and bench then. Then it'll basically Likuli Alma, that much. That's a lot already, that's much more. But it could be done. If you think about it, 20 bayim, a guy could eat that much mizrahim. It's possible. I think 20 eggs, it's possible. Unless you learn about bottom his eggs. You could eat that much. It's possible. Okay. Adkan the Gemara of the Chizbainas. Now we're going back to Erevin. Talk to Mishnah. Anche chotzev anche mapeses. You have here a complex. And on the bottom floor of this building, you have 5 separate houses, and they all use the chatzar. On the second floor, they also have like a nice porch in front of the 5 houses, but it's 5 different separate houses, and each needs an eruv. You can make an eruv together also if you want, because there's a ladder from one to another one, which makes it called a Pesach, but if you want also, you can eruv separately. You can eruv the downstairs and the upstairs. I, in a tiny, I do this as a regal. They have to walk down from the upstairs into the chatzar to get out. It's not called Risa Zeregel unless there's a normal door in between. Here there was only a ladder. There was only a ladder, so it's only Lekula do we say it's a door if you want to make Eir. But Lechumra, there's a problem with Risa Zeregel, it's considered close to each other, it's a Mechitza to each other. So that's just like Dama, that Anche Chotze, right, which Rashi brings down, Anche Chotze, Anche Pesa could separate themselves, but they could make themselves as one also, since they have a ladder which connects them. But here's the Mishnah Stone case where they didn't connect themselves. Anti Chasa, the Anti Ma Pesed, Chachuvla Irvu. They forgot, they didn't make an Erev together. Kol Shogavo Yotvachim, anything that's 10 Tvachim high in the Chatzar, Ilma Pesed, that goes to the Ma Pesed's use. Pachis Makan, less than 10 Tvachim, Lachatzar, it goes to the Chatzar's use. We're talking about a place that's 4 Tvachim wide, it's a share of a Rishus, like Rashi speaks out, but it's Yun Tvachim high, it goes to the Ma Pesed, less than that, it goes to the Chatzar. The Mishnah gives examples. Chulius habar v'asela, let's say you have the bank of a bar, which means the dirt outside the bar was 10 tefachim high, or a rock that was 10 tefachim high. Shein gevayim masar tefachim, lemar peset. Then the mar peset gets used to that, because that's closer to him. Pachos mekan, if it's lower than your tefachim, that goes l'chatzim. Med bar amurim v'smucha, only if it's close to him. Only if it's close to him. The chulia is close to mar peset. It's close enough. We have to see what the shear is. It's close enough. But but if it's far away, then even if it's 10 tefachim, it belongs to the chatzah, not to the peset. Zog the Mishnah, he's a smucha. What's called smucha? Kol she'en rechek about tefachim. If it's within 4 tefachim, that's called smucha. Not count the Mishnah. The Gemara will start off with some klalim, and the Gemara is going to ask a kasha on the Mishnah afterwards. We learned before that it's just an idea that if two people have a place in between that belongs to both of them, who has the rishus on it? So whoever has an easier way of being mishtamish with it. That's one klal. Another klal is, when it's used a lashon zrika, it means it's high up. When you use lashon shilso, it means it's low down. That's in the language of Gemara. Zrika means something that's high up. Shilso means low down. Zok the Gemara, pshita, lezeva pesach, vezeva pesach. If each one, there's two chaseiros, they didn't make an erev, and in between, there's a rishus next to them, and they both could be mishtamishit, like a door, then that's pashut, they both have rights on it. Hainu chaloyin shvein shtei chaseiros. That's like a window between two chazeres. They both have rights on it, and it's usher to bring it from there to the chatzah because that's the own reshus, and they can use that as the entranceway between them. But it's equally easy for them to use it, so it's one reshus. Lezeber zrika, lezeber zrika. If there's a amud, let's say there's a kaisel between two chazeres, and they both mishdamish only with throwing on top, like which means zrika means they could climb up, but zrika means it's high up. Hainu, koisel shebein shtei chazeres. That's a Mishnah. It says the koisel shebein beis chazeres. Elo oilim mekam, elo oilim mekam va'ichlan on top. They both use the top. Lezeb shulshul, lezeb shulshul. This one's mishtamish by going down. This one's mishtamish going down. What's the case? What's the example? Hainu charitz shebein shtei chazeres. You have a charitz yut tvachim deep. They both have equal rights on it because for both of them it's hard to use. Hainu charitz shebein beis chazeres, which is also a Mishnah. Lezeb Pesach, Lezeb Zrika. One person is more even to it. It's like a Pesach. The other person is high up. Lezeb Zrika. Hainu de Rabba Baravhuna Amar Rav Nachman. We have before. Rabba Baravhuna Rav Nachman said that if you have a wall, for one person it's 10 tefachim high, for the other person it's less than 10 tefachim high. We called it before Shava La Aretz, which means less than 10 tefachim. Who does it go to? It goes to the guy who is Bepesach, not Bezrika. That's Halacha. It's easier. What about a case of Zeva Pesach, Zeva Shosho? One person, it's within 10 Tvachim, the other person is deeper than 10 Tvachim. Hainu Rav Shizbi. That's the Halacha Rav Shizbi who says that if you have something lower down, if it's within 10 Tvachim for me and more than 10 Tvachim for you, it goes to the guy who's less than 10 Tvachim. Of course, they're both, the guy who gets it easier, he gets it. So what's the Shaila? And we said clearly, if they're both Zrika or both Shosho, they're even, right? The Shaila is like this. For one person, it's 10 tefachim high, and for the other person, it's 10 tefachim low. An example would be our Mishnah. And we'll see the moral last in a second. If a guy's on the Marpeset, and he has to go down 10 tefachim, and the guy on the bottom has to go high 10 tefachim, who is that better for? So it's Machlaikis, my. Omar Rav, Shneim Asurim. They're both Asur, they're both equally Asur in this. They're both equal in it. It's both Zeb Kasha, Zeb Kasha. They're both not Benachas, both not easy to use. No. You give it to the person who has a way to use it by bending down, sending something down. It's easier to send something down than send something up. It's easier to mishtamish. Picture, you have something that's 10 tefachim high, it's a little higher than you can reach. That is higher to use than something that's lower down. Lower down is easier to use. That's Rav Shmuel's mechaikas. Shikul mechaikas metzias. Ravo, it's not really mechaikas. The shal is, this type of heart, is that called different or not? That's Ravo, it's both the same. Shmuel's, no, that's enough easier to be called easier for me. Anything that's easier for me and harder for you, you give it to the person that's easier. And Shmuel holds, it's easier to be mishtamish by bending down than by zrika. And then tomorrow afterwards, we'll continue on tomorrow's shia, tomorrow's daf, tomorrow brings our mishnah and tries to ask him it and answers different truths from our mishnah.